You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our online worship service. My name is Alfred. I'm one of the pastors here at Victory Metro East. And I just want to let you know again that we are starting a brand new series in a brand new month. And we're also returning our 9 and 3 p.m. online services. So please make sure you tell your friends that this afternoon po, meron po tayong 3 p.m. service. Mawawala po ulit yung 5 p.m. kasi po parang nakikita po natin na mas maganda talaga yung 3 p.m. So we'll make sure. Okay, make sure po. Sabihan po ninyo yung mga kaibigan ninyo to join us at the 3 p.m. service today. And so let me just read to you from Philippians chapter 1 verses 18 through 21 as we start our preaching for today. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help us today to understand your ways, Lord, that sometimes our disappointments is actually your appointment. Lord, I pray that you would also help us to see that joy is an act of the will. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the next 4 weeks, well, like what I said, we will be talking about the book of Philippians. And so my encouragement for all of us is to read the book of Philippians as your devotional every day for the next 4 weeks. Kasi para po, habang pinipreach po natin to one chapter a week, okay, hindi na nam po natin yung sinasabi ni Paul na hindi po natin makakover sa preaching. So my encouragement is you use the book of Philippians for the month of February, right, to read it every day and to allow God to speak to you. And what you will see in this book is that joy is one of the themes that runs through the book. Okay, one of the themes that you will see over and over. And that is why we call this series Joyful. Okay, say joyful. Yes, joyful. Okay, i-chat niyo po. I-chat niyo po right now. Joyful. Okay, punong-puno ng joy. Alright? And because when you think about joy nowadays, minsan po kasi, masyado nang mababa yung tingin natin sa joy. And hopefully, today and in the next 4 weeks, mas ma-appreciate po natin yung joy. And like what I said, ito pong book of Philippians, puro joy po and rejoice ang makikita natin. Let me read few verses for you. Chapter 1, verse 4. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy. And then verse 18, binasa po natin kanina, chapter 2, verse 2, complete my joy by being of the same mind. Okay? Verse 17 of the same chapter, I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith. I am glad and rejoice with you. Verse 18, likewise, you should also be glad and rejoice with me. Right? Amazing, diba? And then chapter 2, verse 28, I am more eager to send him, therefore, that you may what? Rejoice in seeing him again. Again, that word. And then same verse. So receive him. I think this is verse 29. So receive him in the Lord with all joy. Honor such men. Chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, brothers, rejoice in the Lord. Right? Chapter 4, verse 1. My brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown. What a way to describe the people of Philippi. Huh? They are his joy and his crown. Then verse 4, he says, ito po, popular po sa atin lahat, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. So makikita po natin to in every chapter of the book of Philippians. You will see the idea of joy. You will see the idea of rejoicing. And what is so interesting about this though, is that Paul was writing this letter when he was in a Roman jail. And we'll talk about that a bit later. Okay, but right now I just want to define two words that sometimes nami misinterpret kasi natin. Akala natin yung happiness is joy. But I think we need to understand this. Okay, happiness is dependent on what is happening around us. That's why it's called happiness. Dependent on what is happening around us. Okay, like when you get a new phone that you were eyeing for at a very low price. Okay, inantay mo yung 12-12 or inantay mo yung 2-2. All right, nakita mo ito, nabili mo na, and then you know that makes you happy. But when your phone dies, you're no longer happy. So yung happiness is up and down. It is external and fleeting. No, biglang nawawala. Right? So it actually came from the word English word hap, which means chance or luck. So yung happiness is really dependent on a favorable circumstance. So yun yung happiness. But joy is so different because you can have a lot of problems around you and yet experience joy. Joy is an extended favor. Or another way of saying it is joy means grace recognized. Rejoice because of grace. It is internal and eternal. It is grace dependent. Right? It depends only on knowing the favor of God. Kung yung happiness is circumstance dependent, joy is circumstance independent. Kaya nga pag iniisip mo tong book na to, and pag iniisip mo yung situation of Paul when he wrote this letter, ha? Joy? Bakit punong-puno ng joy yung book of Philippians when he was actually writing this in prison? How can he be in this attitude? Okay, how can this letter be full of joy when he was in prison, when he was stuck to a soldier in Rome? When he, see, Apostle Paul, he always wanted to go to Rome, okay? But not as a prisoner. But God works in mysterious ways, di ba? Minsan, nakakatuwa si God on how He answers our prayer. And Paul always wanted to go to Rome. We will read that later. And yet, it was God who gave him a free ride to go to Rome. Hindi nga lang as a preacher, but as a prisoner. And the Roman government paid for it. Pero pag inisip mo, ano meron kay Paul? Ano meron kay Paul? Bakit punong-puno siya ng joy? Baka naman nasobrahan na si Paul sa bugbog. Di ba? Ang dami ng pinagdaanan ni Paul eh. O dahil doon sa dami niyang bugbog na naranasan, wala na siya sa hulog. Di ba? Wala na, he's parang unhinged na siya. Or maybe, he is completely in denial of what is happening around him. Here's another option. Maybe, Paul learned something about joy that we can actually learn. Kasi ang tanong nga niya, pwede ba talagang maging joyful in the midst of suffering? So that is what we want to talk about today. So three things I want to talk to you about today, right, from the life, from the passages that we will be looking at. We'll be looking at purpose, we'll be looking at obstacle, and we'll be looking at perspective. Because I think if when we understand the purpose, and then the purpose sometimes will lead to an obstacle, but this obstacle we can overcome when we have the right perspective, and which what we can learn from Paul. So, ano ba yung tanong natin? Ano ba yung purpose ng buhay ni Paul? Before he became a believer, he was really adamant in destroying the work of the church. And later on in chapter 3, we'll talk about that. But we will not talk about that today. But yun lang po yung... Pero nung naging Christian na si Paul, what we will see in Romans chapter 1, verse 15, ito pong sabi ni Paul. Ito yung desire niya. Okay, when he wrote a letter to the Roman believers, kasi hindi pa siya nakakarating sa Rome noon, ito yung sinulat niya sa kanila. Sabi niya, I am so eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. So it's always been his desire to go to Rome. And then in chapter 15, verse 20, it says, and thus I make it my ambition. Ito na po yung purpose ng buhay ni Paul. To preach the gospel, not where Christ has been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation. So ang purpose ng buhay ni Paul is to preach the gospel. And you will notice also that in this letter, makikita po natin yan, maraming bagay ang makikita natin dito sa book of Philippians. It's another theme ng Bible, is yung gospel. Paulit-ulit pong makikita at sinasabi ni Paul yung gospel. Kasi itong si Paul, ang bukang bibig niya, walang iba kundi gospel. Okay? Kumbaga si Apostle Paul, ang almusal niya, gospel. Tanghalian niya, gospel. Ang hapunan niya, gospel pa rin. Pati merienda at midnight snack, gospel pa rin. So ito yung bagay na hindi niya mapigilan yung sarili niya. Okay? Na pagka meron siyang kinakausap, it's always about the gospel. And later, we'll see bakit. Okay? Isa pa, you know, pagka tinignan mo yun, bakit? Ito, bakit? Bakit kahit nakakulong ka na, ito pa rin yung ginagawa niya. Actually, sabi nga ni Apostle Paul, ito yung reason bakit siya nakakulong. So now let's look at verses 12 to 14. Para lalo natin makita yung purpose ng buhay ni Paul. Okay, verse 12, sabi dyan, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. Okay, again, maganda lang itong pag-isipan natin, no? Yung itong suffering ni Paul is not self-inflicted. No, minsan po kasi may mga suffering tayo sa buhay, hindi po dahil sa kagustuhan ng Diyos, kundi ito po ay dahil po sa mga maling decisions or poor decisions that we made. And yet, here in the life of the Apostle Paul, he is rejoicing in his suffering, a suffering that he did not inflict on himself, but it is because of preaching the gospel. Alright? And then it says in verse 14, and most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. And so I want you to look at that. I want you to know, brothers, what has happened to me. Right? Tingnan po natin, i-review natin what has happened to Paul. And he was reminding them after giving them the prayer in the beginning of this letter. And then he said, wait a minute, let me tell you something. I want you to understand why we can rejoice. Why we have the reason to be joyful. Etong sinasabi niya, I want you to know. Ano bang nangyari kay Apostle Paul? Well, pag tinignan po natin ito, if our timing, yung iniisip po natin eh tama, Paul, by this point, when he wrote this letter, has been in jail for 4 years. Ha? 4 years? Opo, nag-umpisa po ito lahat nung nasa Jerusalem siya. You'll read this in Acts chapter 21 and 22. When he was falsely accused. He was in the temple and he was falsely accused and he was arrested. And then during that arrest, when he was in Jerusalem, there was an assassination plot for his life. So he was moved to Caesarea, wherein he was tried 3 times in front of Felix, Bernice, and Agrippa. And for 2 years, okay, pero I will encourage you also to read those times, no? Na nung nagsasalita sa Apostle Paul, because you will notice, makikita mo doon yung purpose ng buhay ni Paul. Because every single time that he will talk to these people in the high places, he will always be preaching the gospel. So for 2 years, wala nangyari dun sa trial na yun. Because they couldn't find any reason for him to, you know, to be executed. And so he appealed to go to Rome. Why? Because Paul is a Roman citizen. Again, when you study the book of Philippians, ito po yung isa sa mga bagay na kailangan natin maunawaan. He talks about citizenship a lot. Okay, kasi nga, Roman citizen siya. And Philippi is a very important city in the Empire of Rome. So he went to Rome, okay, fully paid by the Roman Empire, almost didn't make it there, na-shipwreck, okay, nasira po yung barkong sinasakyan nila, natuka siya ng deadly snake, and siguro, kung tayo po yung si Apostle Paul, no, maaring kung tayo po yun, maaring nagtatanong tayo, ano ba yan? Di ba? God, hindi mo nakikita. I am serving you with all of my life. I've given all of my life for you, and all I do is preach the gospel. Ano ba naman yan? Ito na naman, nakagat pa ako ng ano, ng ahas, na shipwreck pa ako. And it's so easy for Paul to actually complain. It is so easy for Paul to actually, you know, be mad at the system. He should have been ranting. Kung meron sigurong Facebook nun, baka tayo ngayon, no, during our time, nangyayari yan sa atin, baka nagra-rant na tayo sa Facebook. Baka kung ano-ano na yung tinutweet natin. Baka kung ano-ano na yung ini-story natin sa IG. Diba? Because he was alone. He was in prison when he wrote this letter. Okay? His movement was limited. And meron po mga idea na maaaringan si Paul at this point, nandun siya sa Rome, sa house arrest siya, dun sa chapter 28 ng Acts, wherein he could get visitors, but he couldn't get out. So he was isolated, he couldn't do anything he wants, okay? Meron po ba sa inyo dito, feeling nyo gano'n, no? Para kayo nakatali ngayon, because of the pandemic, because of so many things happening in your life, okay? Si Paul, he was a prisoner. Okay? Sabi niya nga, in chain. Now, meron pong nagsasabi, yung in chain doon could be literal, na kahit na naka-house arrest siya, nakakadena pa rin siya. Okay, meron chain sa arm niya at nakakadena, nakaduktong doon sa isang soldier. 24/7. Pwede pong ganun din. So karami, you know, so nakakulong siya. So, and yet, the book of Philippians is filled with the idea and the theme of joy. Alam po ba ninyo, karamihan po siguro sa mga nakakulong ngayon, malungkot. Lalo na po pag nakita nyo in our nation, yung situation ng mga kulungan natin. I am not sure if you'll find a lot of people in prison today who are joyful. And yet, Paul was joyful. So one thing that we can learn here, okay, from the text we read, and sinasabi ni Paul, is that, you know, Paul was chained, but the gospel wasn't. Paul's imprisonment reached the unreachable of his society. Di ba, kita natin yan in verse 13, di ba? The rest of the imperial guard, okay, throughout the whole imperial guard and the rest of, you know, and all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. Can you, most likely, the people in Rome were praying one day. And they were crying out, Lord, I pray that you will send workers, you will send someone to preach the gospel to the elite, okay, to those people who are unreachable, to these Roman soldiers. And all of a sudden, God answered their prayer and God sent Paul. Okay? God sent Paul. Sorry po, medyo nag-SOA. Okay, so, you know, God sent Paul. Okay, and as a prisoner. And then these guards, yung mga guards na to, wala silang choice. Captive audience sila ni Paul 24/7. 24/7, all they hear about is how God saved them and how God can save them and can change their lives. And then ito pang isa pang malupit. Okay, yung mga brothers who were in Rome, okay, were actually encouraged by Paul's imprisonment. At naging bold po sila in preaching the gospel. Maaring you're here today and you're listening and you're feeling, Pastor, I'm not bold. You know, I ask that the Lord, that you ask the Lord to give you boldness to preach the gospel without fear. This is the best time to be preaching the good news to people because people are so open to the word of God, and I pray that God will give you the boldness. Imagine that. Yung mga tao na do, yung mga believers, they were not afraid to preach the gospel anymore. And again, if our timing is right, yung ating calculation ng time dito is right, maaaring when Paul wrote this letter, meron na pong persecution na ginagawa si Nero. And they were not afraid of that. They were now willing to preach the gospel. That is the sole purpose of Paul's life. And thus, that gave him joy. And then, pagka ginagawa mo yung purpose talaga ni God sa buhay mo, merong obstacle. Merong obstacle. Can you imagine, di ba? Paul was in house arrest for 2 years. Okay? Pwede nga siyang ma-disappoint eh. Di ba? Pwedeng disappointment yon. Pwede mong tingnan na disappointment. Lord, gusto kong pumunta ng Rome, pero hindi ko iniisip. Napupunta ako dito bilang preso. Gusto ko preacher, not preso. And yet, God, in His amazing timing and His amazing ways, made this an appointment for him to continue to preach the gospel. It was during this time, again, if our time is right, it was during this time that Paul wrote the prison epistles. And one of them is the book of Philippians. Another book is Colossians. Another book is Philemon. These are the letters he wrote right there in prison. Okay, so kahit na nandun siya sa prison, God made it an appointment for him to do good things. At isa pa, dito rin po nakakilala si Onesimus. Okay? Hindi po yung bilihan ng barong. Doon po sa book ng Philemon. Alright? Again, no, human disappointments can be God's appointment. And let's just bring this a little bit to application. No? Baka maybe you're here today, you're listening to me, and you feel that you're stuck. Paul was stuck. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't go anywhere without someone following him around. He couldn't go to the CR alone. Okay? He couldn't eat alone. He couldn't go to sleep alone. There was always people that he stuck to and stuck with. Or maybe ang feeling mo, you're stuck to your job. Right now, no? Yung feeling mo noon, buti pa nung pre-pandemic, meron kang day off. No? Tapos merong oras yung work mo. Ngayon, 24/7, tinatawagan ka ng boss mo. You're so stuck. You feel that you're stuck. Or maybe, you know, you feel that you're stuck to your business. Or maybe you're here, a mother today. You're a mother and you feel that you're stuck to your children. Sayang naman yung PhD ko. Or maybe you're here today, nasa bahay ka, and you feel that you're stuck to your sickness. You know, these disappointments can actually be God's appointment. And I pray that you will be open to that. Because when Paul saw that, and saw that this disappointment is actually God's appointment for him to write letters, okay? And that is his purpose. And yet, when he was doing all that, may obstacles. Okay, this is verse 15 to 18. Okay, some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. And then he says, what then? What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed. In that, I rejoice. Eto na nga, nakakulong ka na, may kumukontra pa. Eh, nakakagulat lang yung description ni Paul dito, no? Eto yung, nung una po, nung inaaral ko po ito, nung umpisa ko pong inaaral itong Philippians, even before pa, pag binabasa ko po itong part na ito, ang iniisip ko, ito po yung mga binabanggit niyang the same people na enemies of the cross, yung mga dogs, dun po sa chapter 3. Pero nung the more I read it, actually parang hindi, kasi iba yung pagsasalita ni Paul dito, eh. The way he treated them is so different from the way he will treat the enemies of the cross. Because ito po yung sabi niya, they were jealous of him, they were selfish, they were very argumentative, they wanted to add more pain to Paul. Pero ano sabi niya? It doesn't matter because these people were still preaching the gospel. So it is most likely that these people are people from the church. Tatandaan niyo po yung Book of Romans when we studied it. Di ba merong konting faction? Maari din pong ito yung mga tao ng mga leader noon bago dumating si Paul sa Rome. Maybe during that time, bago dumating si Paul, sila yung palaging pinakinggan ng mga tao. Palagi sila yung laging tinatanong ng mga tao. And then all of a sudden, when Paul came to Rome, okay, parang, bakit parang lang yung nakakulong, yung palagi yung tinatanong. So maybe they were jealous of that. Okay, you know, and then he was saying that they were selfish. They were thinking of themselves. And then these people were very argumentative. Meron po ba kayong kakilalang ganyan? Yung lahat na lang sinasabi nyo, may kontra? You know, amazing po, yung attitude ni Paul dito. No? Sabi niya sa verse 18, again, what then? Kaya sabi ni Paul, okay, so mga tao na to, so ano ngayon? Kumbaga, sinasabi, ano ngayon? What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed. Alam mo, parang sinasabi ni Apostle Paul? Hindi ko hayaan na nakawin ng mga tao na to yung joy ko. You see, what we can learn here is that Paul is saying that joy is actually an act of the will. He could have sulked. Diba? He could have been angry at these people and said, ano ba kayo? Diba? Pareho tayong team. We're in the same team. We're doing this together. And then Paul didn't say that. Paul was just actually saying, it doesn't matter. Alam mo, isa pang bagay na kailangan natin matutunan, no? This is sinasabi ni Paul dito, that the power is in the message, not in the messenger. The power is in the message, not in the messenger. Kay Paul, okay lang na atakihin siya. Huwag mo lang atakihin yung gospel. Kasi when you look at Galatians, okay, pag tinignan mo nun sa Galatians, nung inaatake yung gospel, grabe yung sinabi ni Paul. He did not say the same thing. And when you look at chapter 3, he will not say the same thing to those people who are the enemies of the cross, the enemies of the gospel. But these people are believers who were not agreeing with Paul. Pero sinasabi niya, it doesn't matter. Paul is saying, you can rejoice with people, kasi dalawang grupo ito, you can rejoice with people who agrees with you, alright? And you can rejoice despite the people that don't agree with you. Aba, kahit po saan tayo pumunta, there will always be people that will agree with us, and that there will be people against us. So, ang sabi ni Paul sa atin, you rejoice with the people that agrees with you, and you rejoice despite of. So, as we end, no? Yung last letter po natin is perspective. Kaya po ang makikita nandito, the reason why Paul was able to, you know, to detract and to be able to live a life na punong-puno ng joy is because of his perspective. Actually, pag tinignan po natin itong verses 18b all the way to verse 21, ito po talaga yung makikita mo na, kumbaga, Paul is now talking about the future. Ito puro mga, yung tenses ng verb dito, puro papunta, hindi pa nangyayari, mangyayari pa lang. And I just love the way Paul says this, and says in verse 18b says, yes, and I will rejoice. For I know. Why is he rejoicing at this time? For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out to be my deliverance. Paul is just so full of faith. Okay? Para sinasabi niya ni Romans 8:28, iba lang po yung pagkakasabi ni Paul. Pero yun po yung sinasabi niya dito. All things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to His purpose. Because your purpose will always have an obstacle. But if you have the right perspective of that purpose, when you have the right perspective of what God's appointment in your disappointment, when you have the right perspective that you can rejoice with those people who are agreeing with you and rejoice despite the people that don't agree with you, you can actually rejoice. It is an act of the will. No matter what we're going through today, no matter what if we feel that we're stuck, I just love the way Paul says this, because I know, he says, I know that this will turn out to be for my deliverance. In chapter 2, he will tell you that also. He will say that I will be also, you know, hoping that I myself will visit you. Ano yung perspective ni Paul? His perspective is so driven by the gospel. Nilaktawan po natin ito kanina in verse 12. And I'd like to land on this one. He says, this is what he said. Verse 12, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the kingdom. Has really served to advance the kingdom. You know why? Because Paul says in verse 21, to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul was convinced that his joy was not dependent on his current reality, nor his future reality. He knows how, you know, he knows that whatever outcome this trial would be, okay, anumang magiging result ng trial niya in Rome, he knows that knowing and experiencing Jesus and the gospel is what he needed. That is why he's so, you know, he was so excited to hear the advancement of the kingdom. The gospel spreading. Alam mo yung word na advancement dun, is like moving forward despite obstacles. The gospel, Paul is saying, is the only force that can bring change in our situation. The gospel is the only force that can bring change in people's lives. The gospel can bring change in the lives of the elite soldiers in Rome. God, in His wisdom, brought Paul to Rome. And then when you look at chapter 4, verse 22, I'd like you to read that. Okay, it says here, I love this, and Paul says, all the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. people in the people in the palace came to know Christ. Paul was chained, but he was able to penetrate the most impenetrable place for the gospel. He was chained and seemingly stuck, but it was during this time he preached and reached more people. As we end, again, maybe you're a student here and you feel that you're stuck. But do you know that where you are right now can be God's appointment for you to preach the gospel to your classmates? Again, maybe you're a mother here and you feel that you're stuck. You know, I'd like you to remember yung story po ni Susanna Wesley. Susanna Wesley have 19 children. She was stuck with her children, and yet she was able to raise John Wesley. Or maybe you feel that you're stuck to your job. But again, that can be God's appointment for you to preach the gospel to your office mates, to your bosses, and to the people around you. Our disappointments can be God's appointments. You may feel that you're chained, but the gospel is not. Your joy is to be circumstance independent. And as we end today, I'd like to ask you this question. How is your joy today? Or maybe another fitting question is, have you found joy? Have you recognized the grace of God? The only way to find that is in the gospel. And the gospel says that Jesus came and he died and he rose again for you, so that you can have joy that is circumstance independent, so that no matter what is happening around you, you can have joy. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you that joy comes from knowing who you are. And Lord, thank you that this joy cannot be taken away from us, no matter what we are going through. And Lord, I just pray right now for people who feel that they're stuck and yet missing out on the appointment that you are making for them. Lord, I pray that may you open their eyes. May you open their eyes, Lord, to see your working, your ways of doing things, so that they could be used by you to preach the gospel to people around them. Lord, help us to choose to be joyful no matter what happens. Another group of people I want to pray for today. Like what I said, maybe you haven't found joy. And that joy can only be found in the person of Jesus Christ. And if you're here today, I'd like to invite you. If you've never surrendered your life to Christ, will you pray this simple prayer with me and invite him to come into your heart? Say, Lord Jesus, today I realize that I don't have joy because I don't have you. And today I open my heart to receive you as my Lord and my Savior, the provider of joy. Help me to live a life according to your ways, to live a life according to your purpose. Lord, I pray, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you will help me to walk a life that pleases you from this day on. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, if you prayed that prayer, I'd like you to make sure, I'd like you to please send us a message so that we can help you with this new journey and your relationship with the Lord. Again, the Lord bless you and see you again next week. And please read Philippians for the rest of the week. God bless you. See you again.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.